Let's go to line three, Hull, Boca, New Jersey, right in the middle of that storm, it sounds like. Moonman calling in, and what's on your mind this afternoon?
I'm glad people can hear my voice. It's like nobody cares about me anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I feel like I've been battling depression for quite some time now. I don't know. I think it's going to win. The walls are closing in on me.
Oh, don't say that.
It's like the light at the end of the tunnel.
There's hope. There's hope.
It's dimming. Dimming.
I am really sorry to hear that. It sounds like you're at a point now where you probably... Have you considered getting professional help?
That's why I'm calling. I can't afford a therapist. With this terrible economy, I can't afford anything.
I think a lot of what you're feeling is... a lot of us guys get our identity from our jobs. And so if you... Are you struggling at work?
McDonald's fired me as their spokesperson.
Oh, sorry to hear
that. I've been trying so hard to find work, but everyone thinks I look racist.
Well, I think, truth be told, you should be applauded. That Mac campaign was, what, back in the 90s? So you... To make it this far on the cash, that's quite laudable. You should feel pretty good about that.
The money dried up. They took my kids. They took my wife. Glad they didn't take me, the husband, because they taking everything out here.
Sorry, go on.
They didn't take my gun or my Suzuki Firefly hatchback.
And I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You mentioning your gun there, but you aren't planning to...
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, good.
I think.
Oh.
Besides, I used up all my bullets on my Suzuki Firefly hatchback.
As you rightly should.
I have no home. I have no job. I have no Suzuki Firefly. I have no one.
Yeah, we're coming up on a hard break here. Can you hold
No one except you. Talk radio.
Yeah, hold the line. We'll be right back after a check of your traffic and weather together. Coming up here on the Self-Help Show on AM 970.
Sir Charles Moodington.
Now, we should treat Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, with a little more respect.
Listen, lady.
That's right, respect.
Listen, yeah. You liberal fancy. Michelle Obama is gay, and you just need to deal with it.
You're a fat face.
The talk station. You are a fat face.
Today at 4.
AM 970. 2:19 at a beautiful 51 degrees outside the AM 970 studios. Good afternoon. Our top story, Decaturum Street closed over the Harbor River to some police activity. We go to the AM 970 Traffic Center with all those details.
Yes, that trouble is westbound on the bridge. A three-door hatchback is on fire right at the base of the bridge, and there's some police activity. Somebody has climbed up very high. Officers are trying to talk him down. Expect a long drive home this afternoon. Audrey English, AM 970.
President Barack Obama's former Chicago pastor is endorsing Mitt Romney for president.
It just came to me within the past few weeks, y'all. Rich white people work twice as hard.
The president's campaign is refusing to comment. Remember Joe the Plumber from the debates 4 years ago? Well, don't expect him to vote for Romney or Barack Obama.
Well, that's all we get to pick from is only two candidates.
No, there's no choice there. You know, there's a gentleman named Karl Marx. I have no doubt he'd probably fix this country in 2 years.
Third-party candidate not doing so well in Ohio, trailing Mitt Romney and Barack Obama with 0.0% in the latest polling data. Well, despite all the devastation from Hurricane Sandy, it's not stopping New Yorkers in Lower Manhattan from lining up for miles outside the Virgin Records store for the release of Truly, Marvely, Deeply. That's actor Daniel Stern's new rap album.
Smash his face with fire!
Where'd he go?
Even rapper Jay-Z thinks it's so good, he's trading out the sample part of his latest hit with Marv's voice.
And they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
This ain't his house. The kid's running scared. He ain't got a plan.
No, it's not. It's
against the people.
AM 970 weather, a little bit of a depressing, cloudy weekend, but don't worry, more self-help advice on the way next.